Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
It's time to talk to the good professor. As per usual, Professor Tulio de Oliveira joins us from CRISP at UKZN. He is one of the world's top virologists, virus hunters and bioinformaticians. And with that, again, we say good morning, Prof.
Hey, good morning, Darren, and good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Jumping straight in, can we just talk about this B1617 variant prevalent in India? Are we right to be worried about this variant?
Okay, so yes, we are right to be worried about what is happening in India. Yeah, because what has happened in India is not just about variants. For example, in addition to the B1.617, they also have the B1.17 that was discovered in the UK, and the B1351, the one that was discovered here in South Africa. And what really happened in India is not just about variants, but how quick they went from some restriction to political rallies, to big religious celebrations, to get full stadiums for cricket. And that's just to highlight what you normally say a lot, Darren, that we have to be careful how quick we go to back to normal life, especially if we don't have a large percentage of the population vaccinated there, because we can end up like with this very big tragic images that we have seen in India. In relationship to the variant, the B1617, which was described as the double mutant, that's because it has two mutations at the receptor binding domain of the spike protein. If we are using the same terminology, the one in South Africa, the 501V2, would be called the triple mutant because it has three mutations in the receptor binding domain. So if you put them, like what's very difficult to do, like against each other, what we currently believe and the scientific community is that the immunity that have been generated by the 501V2 in South Africa, that the B1617 would not be able to break that. So at the moment, we are not very worried about individual case. Of course, we would be very worried if we had the tsunami of infections. But that can come not only from people from outside. This can come, for example, as I described before, if we completely relax, because we still have 1,000 infections a day.
Yeah, there's a lot more damage will come from our own behavior.
And then, Professor, we've heard about that ship that docked in Durban, apparently carrying some COVID-19 positive cases from India. Why have we not restricted this particular boat, these people, from entering our country?
Okay, so first, Kerry, I was just listening in my way. Yeah, the port authorities, they had mentioned it. To the best of my knowledge, this crew have not entered our country. And that's an example on how some of the interventions about screening people, testing and doing a health questionnaire can work. So to the best of my knowledge, they are all inside the ship in isolation. We are working with the port authorities to be able to genotype the virus to see which variant it is. So far, and that's one of the important things of this intervention, that as you detect someone or a cluster of infection, that you isolate them, because in the great majority of people, 15 days after, you're not going to be more transmissible. So maybe they just have hope, they just have a little holiday inside the ship looking at Durban, and they can recover and continue the trip.
Professor Tulio de Oliveira, who joins us every Wednesday 8:30 to 9, to ask him all COVID-related or COVID-19-related questions. What you got, Scott?
Prof, we got a messenger from Mags Verasamy saying, can the prof tell us if a person is allergic to penicillin, will the person be able to still take the vaccine? And then there's also one from Bron saying, have we been able to ascertain whether any of the current vaccines available are effective against the new variant in India?
Okay, so the first answer, I believe yes, if you are, you can take the vaccine, but you should contact your GP. The second one, it is yes, the vaccine, it works very well about the B1.617. It seems to be very effective, especially on prevention as severe disease and death.
Okay, Prof, one more from Angie. Hi there. I sent a message a few weeks ago. I was wanting to know how long does the COVID vaccine last in your body? Do you have to have it once a year?
So yeah, that's an important question. At the moment, we assume that we will last forever, and that's the objective. Yeah, but as you know, it's a very fast-moving scientific field. If you needed a booster, that will be developed, and people now is starting to develop boosters that would be like sublingual, like a pill, like a little bit like a homeopathy that you would put in your mouth. So there's some interesting developments on potential boosters not to have to be injected.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Professor, I'm going to ask you to do something very unprofessor right now. I'm going to ask you that if you had to put money and take a bet and say, you know, I think the third wave will start on this date in South Africa. Would you ever do that? And which kind of date are you leaning towards? Because there are those of us here at East Coast Radio, I don't want to mention names, but myself and Mike V from Early Breakfast, who have been looking at the percentages, the percentage of positive cases. And last week was a little bit scary because they were all floating above 5%. Yesterday they went to 4.95%, so back down to a safe number. But if you were to guess when South Africa would have a third wave start, would you?
No, sorry. But I don't bet in things that I have no scientific facts at the moment. Yeah, we honestly have no idea. And the best thing that we can do is a little bit what you are doing yourself, Darren, is keep a very strong eye on the data. But this time, what we expected is that if it start growing, that we take serious and that we don't end up with a massive wave. That's what we're gonna work for.
Excellent advice. Thank you, Professor.
And then, Professor, apparently today is the first episode of Jiving with Science with Guy Butchery is going to be released. What is this, Jiving with Science, and where can we see it?
This is a small project that I put with a team of people that we go visit musicians, and then we have a discussion about music and science, because we do think that musicians, one, they have really suffered a lot during the pandemic, and the second, they are also very important because they can, if we have a discussion, we can break a lot of the myths, and musicians are very important influencers. And of course, imagine just sitting with Guy. We did that in the very safe controls. It tested negative before and after. And just going and spending time. He's a brilliant musician. I think he's playing some of his sitar. It was really fantastic. And what I would do, we're going to release the video just after this podcast, this call.
Yeah.
And it would be fantastic if East Coast Radio can be the ones that to show the world.
Absolutely. We're very excited. We want to be the first ones. Professor Tullio de Oliveira collaborating with Guy Butchery.
My goodness.
That music video, consider it already on our website, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Professor.
Wake up. Yeah. With Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.